This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Vladimir Putin's move to suspend Russia's participation in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with Washington. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The so-called New START treaty was already on life support, given Russia canceling talks aimed at salvaging the pact. Putin has now pulled back. The president was in Poland, meeting with counterparts from NATO's eastern flank, pledging the U.S. will stay at their side as Putin's Ukraine invasion continues.
You're the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Saying it's not just Ukraine, it's freedom itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia and China showcased their deepening ties Wednesday in a series of meetings in Moscow, closely watched for signs that Beijing might offer strong support to the Kremlin for its military operation in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday during his visit to Moscow. Calling the current situation grim and complex, Wang said that Sino-Russo relations have withstood the tests of the international situation and remain mature, tenacious, and stable. Relations between Russia and the West are at their lowest point since the Cold War, and ties between China and the United States are also under serious strain. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Marking Ash Wednesday in Rome, Pope Francis ushered in the solemn Christian Lenten period of sacrifice and reflection by encouraging people to cast off what he called the dictatorship of heavy agendas and superficial needs. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say at least 9 Palestinians have been killed and 97 wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. The raid took place in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway but gave no further information. The powerful earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria will take a huge reconstruction operation at a scale never seen before, a top European Union official said Wednesday. The European Commissioner for Neighborhood and Enlargement, Olivier Varhey, made the comment during a visit to Ankara.
We are all shocked by the horror the people of Turkey has to go through. And we are with the Turkish people. And this is why we are here. We are here to help, because we care, because we are friends, because we are allies.
An international donors conference scheduled for March in Brussels will aim to mobilize funds from the international community to support Turkey and Syria following the quake. North Korea has accused UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres of an extremely unfair and imbalanced attitude as it lambasted him for condemning its recent missile test but ignoring alleged U.S. hostility against the North. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Guterres earlier strongly condemned the North's intercontinental ballistic missile test on Saturday and reiterated his call for the North to immediately desist from making any further provocations. In a statement Wednesday, Kim Sung-kyung, the North's vice foreign minister for international bodies, accused Guterres of, quote, going on the rampage of illogical and miserable remarks, which are a little different from those of U.S. State Department officials over the years, end quote. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A trade union representing teachers in Britain said on Wednesday it was prepared to recommend pausing a planned strike next week if substantive progress can be made in talks with the government in a dispute over pay. On Tuesday, the government offered to hold formal talks on pay with the National Education Union, or NEU, on the condition the union called off next week's walkout. The union's national executive is due to meet on Saturday and could make a decision to call off the strike if the government comes forward with a compelling offer, it said. If you'd like more on this or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.